our parking situation is inadequate to meet visitors, customers' needs, and that has to be addressed. And if you read the report, the redevelopment of the Lot J, which is at the corner of 6th and Green, and some parking in that area, a master redevelopment plan, is really at the forefront of the discussion in that document.
Huth says enforcement of the 25-mile-per-hour speed limit in areas like 1st, 4th, and Green streets appears to be working, and traffic is also slowed due to the narrowing of some streets. The prosecutor in the long-awaited rape trial of a former Central Illinois police officer has introduced the jurors to a man who said he led a double life. McLean County Assistant State's Attorney Mark Messman says Jeff Pilo was a veteran policeman on one hand and a calculating attacker on the other. Messman told jurors during opening statements yesterday that Pilo stalked the four victims, then slipped quietly into their homes late at night between 2002 and 2005. But Pilo's attorney, Michael Rosenblatt, said during his own opening statements that fingerprints, hair, and other evidence gathered in the women's homes does not definitively link Pilo to the attacks. Pilo was pleaded not guilty to 35 charges. Earlier this week, Illinois' treasurer announced that he's passing information to state and federal prosecutors about an alleged financial scheme surrounding a Springfield hotel. The treasurer says taxpayers were swindled by the hotel's owners. He says the owners of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Hotel cooked the books in order to avoid paying back a state loan that helped pay to build the hotel. But former Governor Jim Thompson, who was in office when state gave out the loan, says it was a good decision at the time.
This was 1982. 26 years ago, we were in the midst of the worst recession in the worst economic time since the Great Depression. And we were desperate for public construction projects.
Thompson says the hotel deal put people to work and that it gave the capital city a badly needed hotel. He says he was not involved with drafting the loan contracts. Thompson says he has had nothing to do with the hotel since he left office 17 years ago. The state took over the hotel earlier this year and is planning to sell it. An attorney for the hotel's former investors, including Springfield Republican power broker Bill Cellini, has denied that his clients were involved in any wrongdoing. Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels is touring parts of Iraq this week, visiting Hoosier soldiers and learning about their missions. He arrived in Iraq Monday and spent the day in briefings with officials as well as Hoosier troops from across the state. The trip is taking place under tight security, so his exact itinerary was not made available. Daniels says there's no part of his job as governor that he takes more seriously than the work of the Indiana National Guard. There are 4,133 Indiana National Guard members serving in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
WILL weather is made possible in part by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 8:35, and meteorologist Mike Sola, our weather specialist, joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, let's see. It is going to be sunny today. We have a little chance of rain tomorrow night and maybe Friday morning, but then weekend looking pretty good.
We will be warming up. Almost summer-like weather, Jay.
Nice.
And we do have the outlook for summer, the three-month outlook with the temperature probabilities for June, July, and August for the United States. And according to the Climate Prediction Center, we can expect below average temperatures and near normal precipitation.
Hmm. Well, you know, the below average temperatures isn't too bad for some of us who sweat a lot in the summertime, I guess.
Well, I'd like it just for the energy savings and not turning air conditioning on.
You got it. All right.
If you camp out at all, it's nice to have the cool mornings to wake up to as well. And boy, we had a cool morning this morning. Temperatures dropped back down into the low 40s across the area. Right now we're at 52 degrees on Friends Plaza. Top of the hour, Willard Airport was at 50 degrees. We still have a mostly sunny sky for most of Illinois. A few clouds around the Chicago area and a few clouds across northern Indiana. But that's right along a cold front that really not a very strong cold front. Not expected to trigger any precipitation, but it may introduce enough cool air in the mid-levels of the atmosphere that some of the heating at the surface does cause some fair weather cumulus clouds to develop this afternoon. Now, most of that will take place across northern Illinois and in through northern and central Indiana, but even there, the cloud cover won't be all that impressive, so a very pleasant day. Temperature is a little bit cooler than average, but still, again, getting to be more comfortable as we look for at least 60 degrees, all the way up to 75 in the far south. I did tell you the expectations for the June, July, August temperature-wise had us below average, a 40% probability of below average temperatures from around Quincy to Evansville and areas to the south and west of there. A 33% probability for the remainder of Illinois and for Indiana from, around Lafayette, Indiana, towards almost Cincinnati. So most of the two-state area expecting below-average temperatures. And precipitation for the country, it looks like the only areas expecting above-average precipitation, or at least the general outlook pattern for above-average precipitation from southeastern